What Kropotkin is doing is what Paul Goodman was doing a few shows back when he addressed students on the common sense, and they immediately gravitated to it. Because our bodies know it. That's true. That's true. That's what I want. The common sense of decentralization and the craziness of this intense hierarchical organization that the power works for the power guys. No, but not for nobody else. They are the common sense for the advancement of our happiness, of decentralization, of working together freely. What they are doing is voicing suppressed thoughts, the soul's deepest hope and torment, our longing for good fellowship, and our daily horror at its violation. We are here to synthesize and advance our ancestors' gifts, all the more pressing a task because we're stuck in a misinformed story called class. And for those of you who had a chance or will take the time to visit or look at the audio book that my son put together of the book, The Talking Tree, it's an allegory slash children's story. That's what it's about. We are stuck in a story. Stuck in a story called class. To synthesize and advance Kropotkin's gift, we have to add Alice Miller, Karl Popper, Martin Bernal, and world systems analysis, and then add the subsequent synthesis and analysis that leads incontrovertibly to the fact that power's got a plan, global totalitarianism, advancement toward which they've made systematic. But before looking at that, we should go back to that misinformed story called class, of class, and consider what we've learned from Alice, that the denial of an authentic self necessarily means the suppression of thought itself. What else, given our inventiveness as a family of beings, can being stuck in a story mean? But the atrophy of thought in those tiny few obsessed with rule, and to the degree we let them lead, and we ourselves too. How to avoid repeating the mistakes of the past in our seeking of global human freedom? When power was able to succor us with division, parading its buffers before our woundedness, provoking the need to revenge ourselves on them, this continues into the present. This is called getting succored again. For example, in a recent, and I don't believe the date was actually on there, it said something like study poop or something, I'm not sure what, but it's definitely recent, 2015. Slingshot, a local anarchist newspaper, someone wrote in to the new advice columnist asking if it would be wrong to accept a donation of bicycle parts from a U.S. Marshal, a functionary of the state. The question and the response evinced deep confusion about how we are conquered and how we get free. We have been taught here in the U.S. to live in our minds. Pretend we live in a democracy. Pretend the state is not ruthless with its citizens. Pretend there's not this shadow state that operates behind scenes, exists to contain us, this global shadow state, as well as the official ones. Pretend we have free speech. Pretend we're quote-unquote free, but our bodies know differently. To get free, whenever I say that, I think of that line in that Soderbergh film, you know, the one with Jennifer Lopez and about the, what's it called? Boom, 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 you know the one. Anyway, he's getting out of prison, and George Clooney, or he's talking to his a friend on the outside, and he says something like, what's it like in the free world? And she says, what's free about it? Really, what is free about it? Our bodies, no, we ain't. This is not free by any means. To get free, said our good three, we need a new strategy, one which faces reality, the reality that we have a global interstate system, that we are contained within it and must join hands across it, across nation. The fact that we are facing an organized opponent whose plans and acts are strategic, that ours must be no less so if we want, after centuries of always being returned to masters, after our escape attempts, if we want our plans to finally meet with success. And that adding in Alice, we have to face the fact that there is a state in us, understanding of which is key to seeing what our new strategy must be. Our new strategy ties child rearing to voice, to global action, to decentralization. We'll obviously have to talk more on these as we go along. What Alice is saying is that we have to look at our need under class to revenge ourselves on others, be they police, our children, our fathers. They, the power guys who set us up for confusion, for reproducing their own deep, deep confusion. Recall what Alice said. Children raised by these poisonous child-rearing methods cannot remember the suffering they experienced, what was done to them. This means, among other things, that they cannot be affected by new information or education alone, but only by our voicing their suppressed feelings. So they set us up for this confusion, but they are 10,000. We are 7 billion if we face that state in us, and so that we aren't on their side of the equation. If we are not on their side of the equation, those numbers are definitive for establishing the conditions that allow our freedom to live. Once we start talking about what we want, armed with the new understanding that we have the technology, thank you, Nicola, and a strategy based in our analysis for getting free globally,